Fesco and Dusty.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what's going on, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
And a glorious happy Monday to all of you as I can't see diddly poo outside. As
oh,
it is,
my.
It is sticky,
I
boys.
I just looked over there. Yeah. Woo! Humidity day, baby.
Check your glasses before you come inside. They'll definitely be fogged up.
It's crazy. I had this LASIK surgery done by my good friend Dr. Silverstein 20 years ago, like this month, right? Mm. And my wife always says, it's the nicest you've ever been. I was on Valium. No wonder I was nice that day, right? And I still have the old, like, effect of wearing the glasses when it's a day like this. You know, I always wait for it to fog up or something like that. 20 years, I'm still not out of that damn habit. But, yeah, it is wildly wet out there today.
Yeah, it's, thick with three C's as we come to you live on a Monday on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Lot of like quick little storylines we get into this morning. You have a good weekend? Doing great?
Yeah, we had BMA over the weekend. It was outstanding. $730,000 plus raised. Yeah, nice
Hello,
event.
America.
Yeah, Jerry
Let's
did a
go.
Good job this
Hello,
year.
America.
Actually,
fall
he
on his ass?
No, he didn't, but I did run the video at the beginning. I go, we're all here tonight, and you know it's all about safety. We don't need incidents like this happening. Roll the Anselmo video. Fell on his ass. It was perfect. Everybody, you know, everybody cheered. Everybody clapped.
The traditional yellow Crocs.
He
got
had
one.
Them
there
on.
We go.
Yep, they were on again. But yeah, like, oh,
and his eyes were everywhere.
Yeah, oh.
I saw some of the dancers. I'm like, Jerry's tonight.
There was one that was very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Those that were there, I could show you a picture of that. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. I will tell you that. And my entire table was looking right at me as I was emceeing this thing to see how I was going to react.
Okay.
So, yes, it was quite the show. I mean, we have some new foundations involved for the kids. Is our newest foundation, and they won it this year, right? They came in and won. Jen Timmons was the dancer, and her family, of course, owns Nick and Jake's, and so they did some really great stuff for us. And then in second place was Dakota Thompson, our senior from CU in the major leagues. He just graduated high school and danced, and he came in second place, won best performance, so carrying nice. You know, the weight for my wife from the following year, the best performance. Dakota, at 19 years old, was, I mean, just it tremendous. I was at his rehearsal that morning, and I started crying. I'm not going to lie, because I'm so proud of that kid, of everything that he was able to accomplish. I mean, think about yourself as a high school senior. Are you going out there and dancing in front of 850 people
No,
of course not. I mean, there's adults that don't want to do that kind of stuff. And, you know, he even said, he goes, got me out of my comfort zone. It was really cool to see him, you know, do so well. And so that was awesome. So our two new foundations that we've adopted this year, CU in the Major Leagues and For the Kids, top two finishers in Dancing with the Stars. So they did a great job. Nice. And all the celebrities were in, and yeah, Anselmo didn't fall, and he did book flights for the dancers under the wrong name, so there was a scramble there after the event to try to fix airline tickets. But other than that, I think it hey, really quick story about the Sheraton Crown Center, because there is a gentleman there who worked his last night, and the only reason he worked that night is because they begged him to work BMA one more time. His name is Fitzroy. He worked 42 years.
Wow.
Listens to us every morning.
Hell yeah.
Beat prostate cancer and said, because I listened to you guys with the KCUC, I heard about that and I was able to beat prostate cancer. And I'm like, that's a great story. Fitzroy's been there forever. And he's from Jamaica. And he's like, how is that, Dusty, like Jamaica? I was like, oh, he loved it down there, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to shout out Fitzroy, because the guys behind the scenes that do so much stuff, and just, I mean, he's been 42 years. My God. I mean, like, think about that. 42 years ago, Mac, where were you? Where were you? You guys weren't born. I was five. And this guy's been working down there since
Kling
that.
Was
I
doing
mean,
radio.
And Kling was like, I don't know, doing whatever. But yeah, crazy, man. It was. It's awesome to see folks like that,
yeah.
And you know, doing their thing. But for 42 years, so he said to me, he goes, I'm going to wake up and I'm not going to listen to you guys because I don't have to get up anymore. I go, you can still listen all you want, Fitzroy. Mm. I mean, you know, you could tune us in, lay in bed, roll over, and go, ha ha, I don't have to get up anymore. Yes. Go down there and put up with Tammy.
That kind of stinks.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I'd love to go down there.
Yeah.
And put up with Tammy.
So great weekend with, that, man. It's just cool to see over $700,000 raised. It all stays here in Kansas City, too. That's the best part about it.
And you're kind of a sly son of a gun because I could have sworn I saw somebody that had the same exact head shape as you at the KU baseball game.
Yeah, it was me. Okay. Yeah. Well, went up there last night.
This guy.
Yeah.
Connections everywhere.
Yeah, my buddy Jim calls. He goes, let's go. I said, all right. So we decide we're going to go up to the game, and, you know, we're down there on the third baseline.
You have an umbrella?
No, they had a tent, and then they kept moving everybody inside into Allen Fieldhouse because the lightning that was going on there.
Gold was there, too, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. He had, you know, posh seats up there in the bleachers. We were just down in the tent where, everybody was down there. I saw so many people that I hadn't seen in so long, and so that was really cool.
Nice.
And, you know, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, they really, I don't know who decided how to do this rain delay thing, but they could have started that thing at 6 o'clock and probably got that game in before the lightning came. But I mean, there was lightning all over Lawrence, and as soon as you got to like where 23rd Street turns into K-10, no lightning, no rain, no nothing. It was like one streak that just went straight up through Lawrence all night long, and it never ended. And, you know, it was already 8-1 at that point with Oklahoma leading at that point in time. So it was I don't know.
We started that game today at noon.
Yeah, we're considering going back and seeing the rest of it. Yeah, I think
second inning.
Yeah, no, third inning.
Third inning.
Third inning now. Yeah. But it's 8-1. That's the hard part for me is that it's 8-1. It's not like it's a 1-0
game.
Yeah,
but it's metal bats and it's unprofessional baseball. Anything could happen.
But also, too, you could
Georgia was down like 8-1 and they came back and won. And yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and the positivity of Kansas fans, too, even down 8-1, they're like, oh, we're still going to Omaha. There's no if. There's like, yeah, we're going to Omaha.
You better
have no choice. Yeah. Yeah. You better have this thing wrapped up by 2 o'clock today or there's no night game later this afternoon. So we'll see if we end up back up in Lawrence today.
You should go.
Yeah, I think we are.
Just wear white.
Yeah.
Like, as much clear coloring of clothing you can wear that.
Yeah, because it was, I mean, the humidity and all of that out there today, you can't even see. One other thing, too, there's a gentleman that played 3 sports at the University of Kansas named Steve Renko, okay? And he's 82 years old. He lettered in 3 sports at the University of Kansas, football, basketball, and baseball. That's pretty damn impressive, I think, right? He's in the Kansas Hall of Fame, the State of Kansas Athletics Hall of Fame, but he's not in the University of Kansas Hall of Fame because to get in the University of Kansas Hall of Fame, you have to be an All-American. This guy lettered in 3 sports at KU. I think that's worthy of being in the Hall of Fame. How many varsity letters do we have combined at the college level? 0, right? Mm. This guy's got 3 in 3 different sports, and he's not in that Kansas Hall of Fame, the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, because he never All-American. I would think being a letterman in 3 major varsity sports kind of trumps all of that, doesn't it?
He also played 4 sports there.
Yeah.
Played track and field, too.
Yeah.
Ran track and field, rather. Yeah.
Exactly. And he should be in the Kansas, I think, Hall of Fame. I know they have their requirements of being an All-American, but guys, based on what I was listening to last night when the Kansas athletic director was speaking, how many times do you think we're going to see All-Americans anymore at universities? Because nobody's staying. And what I mean, listening to the Kansas athletic director, I've told you guys, this college athletic thing, I don't know how it's going to be sustainable. It's just constantly, they just constantly need money for everything. And I don't know where the money's always going to come from and if that money's going to run out, but it's like little stuff that you don't even think about. Like, they need new lights at the baseball stadium, for God's sakes. I mean, it's just constantly going out there and getting money. And so you've got a guy who's been three different letters, 3 different sports, played 4 sports at the University of Kansas. We're holding out for All-Americans. I don't know that we're going to see many All-Americans in college sports anymore with the way that the transfer portal and NIL is working right now. The game has changed so much, man. It really has.
Well, I mean, I think if Peterson would have been healthy all year, you'd have seen an All-American first team.
Yeah, maybe.
And you might
yeah.
see one next year with the kid.
That's
they have
fair
coming
in basketball.
In. Like,
yeah.
You saw it basketball. Stokes. Americans, yeah, Stokes will, you know, probably be an. I mean, DeBans is an All-American at BYU. There'll be another one that goes to BYU that gets all that NIL money that will be an All-American.
So 1 year as an All-American gets you in, except for 3 years or 4 years where you lettered in 3 sports that have been dedicated to the university your
well,
whole
because
life.
Because All-American,
right?
You have done something that is like. You know,
I get it.
Whereas,
yeah.
like, lettering, like, you just qualified for, like, oh, congratulations, you played 18 quarters in varsity. Like, I'm not trying to debunk anything, don't get me wrong with that, but, like, that was at least what I understood lettering was in high school, at least, because I remember there were guys that never played basketball, they didn't get a lot of minutes, But if we were playing a team like and beating the snot out of them, it'd be like, hey, get that kid in there and let him play 8 minutes because the total minutes you have to play is 11 to get a letter. And then at the end of the year when they did the, you know, the award ceremony, it's like, come get your jacket.
Right.
Like,
yeah. No, I get all that. But I mean, but that's impressive to be at the top of your game in Division I athletics for all of those years, man. I mean, that is really something that, you know, you can get excited about. So I understand it. But again, you know, Shedeur Sanders had his number retired. In Colorado, and I was for that, you know?
Yeah, that's his dad.
Yeah, of course.
And then also over the weekend, speaking of ass kicking, the Mavericks won both of their games.
There you go.
They'll play game three Thursday against the Everblades, one of the greatest hockey teams
I love
ever
get. Yeah.
That game will be June 10th. That's Wednesday, the same day as the Cody and Gold garage sale. But the Mavericks won game one 6-0, and they won the second game 5-2.
Damn.
So you talk about outscoring your opponent 11-2. Similar to Oklahoma against Kansas, as it's now 16-2,
yeah,
and they've only played 12 innings,
yeah,
or not even that, 11 innings,
11, so, 11 and a half.
So the Mavericks took care of their business this weekend. KU got a chance to kind of come back. The Royals took care of business this weekend, and we had some unfortunate news. Jack Caglione gets hurt. Yep. Bobby Witt Jr. gets hurt.
Yeah.
Our Pets' heads are falling off. But yeah, they go 2-3 against Cincinnati, 3-4 against Minnesota. They've got an off day today, and then they'll have a little homestand here. So we'll see what happens with them as they're still kind of clawing and digging out of that last place hole. Still down bad in the division, still down bad in the AL, but some positive things happening. And oh, by the way, game three tonight is finally in the Garden. It is finally in the Big Apple. We will decide to see who or what will happen in tonight's game against San Antonio Spurs, New York Knicks. This game three happens tonight at 7:30. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Weekday morning starting at 6 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.